This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Back in on it. 96.5 The Fan. Lots of stuff happening over the weekend. College football playoff is set. We'll dive into that. The storylines that are created. Sometimes it's better to just be patient and wait. And then the storylines will develop for you. Just like the NFL playoffs that I'm sure we will get something within the first round of the games. But it won't be electric, really, until those divisional games / championship games, when it really gets gnarly, when there's down to four. But
the college football playoff thing to me is so interesting, because Ole Mississippi is still in the college football playoff, right? And now other coaches are like, yeah, I think we're going to move on to LSU now. Like, wait a second here. You've gotten this far and you're not willing to go a little bit further? I mean, that sounds like bizarre. Like, they looked at that game like that was the game to win. They won that game, and now nothing else matters anymore. We're all going to go to LSU and do our thing. And look, I understand time moves on, but you're in the middle of this job. I mean, you want to talk about leaving the kids, as everybody likes to do so altruistically in college sports. We talk about the kids. These adults that are going to be leaving and going to LSU, you are leaving those kids high and dry at this point in time. I think that's a chicken poop move, man.
I agree, and it's not even, you're not even playing the number one seed in Indiana. You're playing Miami. Like, you have a chance to go to the national championship.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
We'll bottle those emotions in. We'll dive into that, because I don't know if it was you or Mac that had all these questions laid out about the NFL playoffs.
Mac.
It was Mac? Okay. So the first question we got was, NFL playoffs, who do you pull for?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
Seattle.
Why is it Seattle?
Why not? Mac disrespected this team for 18 damn weeks, and I will not take it anymore. They answered every question that you could have possibly asked them. Can McDonald continue to be this guy that has revamped this defense and create problems for other teams? Well, they played the 49ers in San Francisco against those putrid-ass black jerseys that they should have never worn.
Wow, really? That was the exact opposite conversation the whole game in my house. That's interesting.
Because that's what everybody wants the Chiefs alternates to look like.
That's exactly what came out of my mouth that night.
That used to shop at the Independent Center that would buy that Chiefs jersey that never was seen again. but anyways,
I never liked the black ones that they did with the Chiefs.
I did not like that they were. Maybe that's an unpopular opinion. I did not like San Francisco's jersey alternates. I just thought, either way, Seattle. Sam Darnold, can you win a big game? He's now done it in back-to-back weeks. They are the number one seed in the toughest conference this year in football in the NFC. They are the best team in their division. And it's not even close. Okay. Which is the I'm saying what's the best division in football?
It's the NFC West. Yeah, 100%.
And they are supreme in that division.
100%.
They are the one seed. They went into a one seed playable game. That was a playoff game.
Yeah.
And now they get a bye. Their defense is good. Their offense is good. They have the best wide receiver in football this year. There's no question. JSN was the number one wide receiver in football this year. And Sam Darnold helped that. And he helped that with Sam Darnold. Their running game is great with Kenny Walker and Charbonnet. That tight end that came out of nowhere. He's like that strange guy in Jacksonville. They got one in Seattle.
AJ Barner.
Yeah. Stud. And now they're the one seed. So now I have to sit back and make sure I don't have to eat crow. And they play the first round or the second round games and they fall flat on their face and Sam Darnold shows up in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But until that's happened, they have done everything that they were supposed to do. They kind of give me underdog feels.
Mm, yeah.
They got a little bit of swag. They got this, you know.
They're the one seed, but nobody knows anything about them, I think, this year.
And the only
thing like
people want to say about
right?
them is that the petal of the rose is going to fall. Well, you know what? Maybe we all wake up and we're, you know, Lulu's petals. It's Sam Darnold's petals, you know, and the pocket of your jeans. So that's who I'm rooting for, Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, okay, that's a fair one. You've been on Seattle all year, so I'm not surprised.
Not all year. I don't want to say that. Like,
yeah,
since
but
like week 10.
Been, yeah, but you've been hot on Seattle. I mean, just like Mac was on Baltimore all year making the playoffs, and I was on the Chiefs making the playoffs. Yeah. Well, that didn't work. I did have that, yes. I was thinking about it the other day. If somebody says, how do you know? I told you the Chiefs were moving to Kansas 2 years ago.
Kermit the Frog tea.
Exactly.
A little bit of tea.
Now, with the guy poking the stick to the Royals, do something.
Like, seriously, do something. I think
Seattle's
the Royals poking the stick at each
Seattle's
other.
Seattle's a good team that you could root because, like, this is the one year, the only year that I would like to have without the Chiefs in the playoffs to have a little fun.
Right.
So that's just that's who I would root for.
I guess Pittsburgh for me, just because I love Mike Tomlin and I want to see him serve everybody a nice big poop burger to eat. Mm-hmm. And I think what'll be interesting about this is if the Steelers win this game against Houston, right, on Monday night, a week from tonight, people will say, well, it's not really a win. They only beat the Texans or something like that. They're going to continue to kind of put roadblocks in the way of Mike Tomlin. So I'm going to root for Pittsburgh to go as far as they possibly can go because I'm not rooting for Jacksonville. I have nothing. Obviously, Denver and San Diego, screw you. The Patriots, I really don't want to see them get back on top and become a household team again. And, you know, I got the Bills out there. If not now, when for Buffalo, right? Like, I know they're the sixth seed and they're, you know, they've got Jacksonville that they've got to take on who, you know, had an opportunity to be the number one seed, you know, through yesterday. And so they're a good football team. But I look at Buffalo, I'm like, if not now, when for the Buffalo Bills? Because there's no Chiefs, there's no Burrow, there's no Lamar standing in your way. And you are the sixth seed at this point in time. So that'll be an interesting one for me. But you know what? Let's throw a wrench into it because I look at the NFC side of things. None of these teams do anything for me whatsoever. Ooh. Let's have the Panthers win. go 8-9 and win a game, man.
Keep pounding.
Go beat the Rams, who were 9.5-point road favorites, and go beat the Rams. I mean, you talk about a kid who's changed his whole perspective, right? Bryce Young from where we were a season ago to where we are right now. I know they're 8-9 and they won a bad division, but they still won a division, man. They still found a way to get into the postseason. So go ruin the party for everybody complaining about the 8-9 Panthers being in the postseason. Go take care of business on the NFC side. Give me a Carolina-Pittsburgh Super Bowl. People like that?
Tedder McMillan really helped Bryce Young's career.
Hell yeah.
Hell yes, he did.
The Chiefs signed a 6'5" guy who knows how to run and catch passes.
Yeah, that Do ML it. Football referred to Tet McMillan as legendary player tech. I'm like, let's all slow right. our let's roll chill. A little bit. It's the rookie year. He had a hell of a season. But legendary? I don't think so.
I don't think so. Not yet.
No, not quite yet.
Maybe in the making. We'll see.
Who are you rooting for, Mac?
The Seahawks.
No, I as an NFL fan, like, I wouldn't mind seeing this. Like, I love Sam Darnold. I was a Sam Darnold guy going into last year, so I love that story. But no, I'll probably go on the AFC side. It's funny, Bobby, you mentioned it. I'm not rooting for Jacksonville. Jacksonville's kind of my team, I think. I like this Trevor Lawrence story. I was kind of in on the Liam Cohen thing before he got there, so I'm kind of like that. And then, I mean, you guys know me. Caleb Williams has been my guy. Bear down, won that division. They're going to play Green Bay in Chicago. That is going to be an electric game. So, yeah, I want to see Caleb do well.
Is that coaching Green Bay coaching for his job?
Dude, I heard that they're not
dead happy
set.
Up there. Yeah, they don't like that guy. What's his name? Love Jordan or something? Or something? What's the coach? Matt LaFleur. Yeah, he's going to be gone.
Yeah, come be offensive coordinator for the KC Chiefs.
Is that a different offensive mind than what Andy has? I'm being serious. Get a different mindset. Why do you hire Kyle Shanahan to be the offensive coordinator?
That'd be awesome.
End of the regular season look back, worst take, best take. I think my best take was when I got roasted by you text liners after the Chiefs had won three in a row, and I said, just be humble.
Yeah,
these are three bad teams.
Detroit, Vegas, Commanders.
And I was like, let's enjoy it. They look like a real Super Bowl contender. You're just a piss poor, pathetic fan. I said, I'm just saying, you beat Marcus Mariota at home. You beat a beat-up Detroit defense. Mm-hmm. What was Detroit after it was all said and done?
Not a playoff team.
And then you beat the Raiders 31-0. And all I said was just hold on a little bit because it's going to get dicey.
Hey, the Raiders got revenge yesterday. And they beat the Chiefs fourth string.
Yeah, and you won one game after that three games in a row.
Yeah, that is crazy. They've won one time since Thanksgiving. I mean, no, they've not won any time since Thanksgiving. The last time they won was before Thanksgiving against Indianapolis. Yeah. Game, beautiful day.
My worst take of the year, I said Tennessee would win the AFC South.
Yeah, that didn't
I do remember that.
Yeah. That was tough.
Yeah. I have done that before with that team.
That's tough.
I think my best take of the year was I'm not a buyer in Washington.
That was a great one.
Never was a buyer in the Redskins
at all.
You didn't
like Dan Quinn.
No, it wasn't Dan Quinn. I just didn't feel right. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it just didn't feel right.
Place.
Yeah, that type of thing and whatnot. And so
old team, rather.
Old team. There was a lot of, commotion at the beginning of the year with Terry McLaurin and whether or not they were going to sign him, and there was so much conversation about it. It just didn't do it for me. Mm-hmm. And my worst take of the year, the Chiefs will be fine.
Yeah,
that 35 nothing. Almost hit it.
Almost got it.
Hey, I saw the schedule for next year. 17-0, baby.
There we go. Okay, yeah, you got the road and home over there. All right, good. I would say, Rams being as good as they are, despite all the Matt Stafford back stuff, I was steadfast on they're still going to be a Super Bowl contender and maybe not win that division, but definitely make the playoffs. And then I would say I was still in on the Vikings, even though I admittedly didn't like J.J. McCarthy and thought they had QB issues. I was still like, oh, they'll be fine. It's only the most important position in all sports. Yeah, nine.
Yeah.
He might get Justin Jefferson to get out of Minnesota. Another guy that should come to Kansas City.
Good and red.
They should get Miles Garrett. They should get Trey McBride and Justin Jefferson, and just pay them all in 40 years, like what the Dodgers do.
Yeah,
I know that I'm hard.
I think that would be good. Yeah, let's see if we can get that taken care of.
What was your most surprising thing that happened this year in the NFL season?
Minnesota swinging and missing on the quarterback position with three options, and they took the worst one, and it wasn't even close. They gave up on Daniel Jones, they gave up on Sam Darnold, and they chose J.J. McCarthy.
Nine.
I would say Jets didn't have an interception all season long since they've been tracking interceptions in 1933. That has not happened ever. The passing leader in 1933 passed for 980 yards.
They hire a defensive guy and head coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's not going to get fired.
Remember when he did the crip walk down the sideline?
That's right.
And it didn't work out.
Remember when everybody made decisions on week one when the Patriots lost to the Raiders?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice call. Worst to first, clowns. My most surprising thing that happened this year is the Chiefs did not beat one playoff team.
Sad.
Not one. Mm-hmm. Not one. Ergo, they also went 1-5 in the AFC West.
That's crazy.
So remember those two numbers. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask the text line a question. Plus, we'll get into what the reports say and Rappaport say about the revamp look of the Kansas City Chiefs in 2026. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you.
and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.